When the Great Western Staircase was complete, it was hailed as a masterpiece. But prior to the restoration of the skylight in 2002, the overall effect was a dark labyrinth covered with a complex network of scaffolding. Isaac Perry, the architect, had envisioned a flood of light falling on the interior space of his great staircase. During the autumn, the Adirondacks are especially beautiful as the mountains burst with brilliant reds, earthy oranges, bright yellows, and flashing crimsons. If you return for this spectacular fall view, we hope you'll consider another trip to Prospect Mountain and our 100-mile view. Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the parking lot, we'd like to thank you for visiting Saratoga Springs. Home of the famed Saratoga Racecourse, is embracing a new breed of horse, arriving into town on a cold January day. These horses, molded from fiberglass, some standing 5 feet high, drab and gray, are blank canvases about to be transformed into creative, whimsical sculpture. Horses, Saratoga style.
If there ever was a summer camp for folks interested in wooden canoes and paddling, the annual Wooden Canoe Heritage Association Assembly is it. 4 fun-packed days of canoe-related workshops, demonstrations, and hands-on building seminars guided by master professionals.
Beyond his work at WMHT, Don Shane managed to squeeze in some time for a wide variety of hobbies. The former English professor loved to read, and he enjoyed many hours of hiking, sailing, traveling, and other special times with his wife Bunny and their children and grandchildren.
The High Peaks area of the Adirondacks is one of the most spectacularly beautiful wilderness areas of the eastern United States. The area includes the headwaters of the Upper Hudson, Champlain, and Racket watersheds, including 220 miles of streams and 117 lakes and ponds. There's an abundance of wildlife and vegetation, often associated with northern boreal forests. Tens of thousands of people hike and camp in this glorious but fragile resource every year.